Okay, Beis Hashem, try to do some of the interesting halacha lemaisa in the Gabbai Purim. We're not going to go through halachas Purim. We're not going to get it. Everybody knows the Chalitza Yoyim, Shachmonas, Zman Pshutim Ad Ba'oid. But I want to go through some of the shailas which I looked around and I found one spoken about enough. The Mamash Negeya shailas that are Negeya every single Purim. For example, shaila number one. We're going to go through various different shailas, Beis Hashem. But the shaila number one we'll discuss is the shaila Shachmonas. And that is the shaila as follows. Many people buy kelim, dishes, all sorts of trays, all these sorts of things that people put food on, and they give it for shlachmonas. The shaila is, does such a dish require tvilas kelim or not? That's the shaila. Again, a lot of people think it's such a shaila, looked around from the svarim and the spurim. You don't find anyone really speaking about this. Very interesting.
Who's the shaila for?
Who's the shaila for? Very good. The etzim, the shaila, is for nisim. The person who's giving the shachmonas, the shaila is on him, right? But if I'm the shaila, sorry?
You
do one. Oh, okay. Let's go through a shtickle hilk of tzvilas kelim. We'll speak at halacha lemaisa, where it comes from. We'll speak at what's negeya to our sugya. The Beit Hashem, we'll see how it's negeya to this shaila. We'll start as follows. The Mishnah of the Zohar Ayin Heim Ad Beis says, and you know this from the Pasuk, that we know that when Kali Yisrael came from the Milchoma, from Midian, and they had certain kelim there. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo said that they had to table these kelim, whichever way they were used, they have to be tabled. And we learn from there, the Gemara of the Zohar, and as I pass the Shulchan Aruch, and the Yodeh and the Kufchot, and that is, when a Yid buys a kli from a Goy, and it goes from a Goyish Rishus to a Yiddish Rishus, requires Tvilas Kelim. This is the double Poshut. Tvilas Kelim, right? Okay. What we have to know is which kelim are included. So in that, no nafkamina who you bought it from, right? Sometimes you think if you buy from a Jewish shop, for example, then it's tvilas kelim. First of all, the person who originally manufactured it all the way over there in China, he could be a goy. We made it chayvin tvila. Sometimes the wholesaler, for example, is a goy. Along the lines, the goy owned it one time, it belongs to a goy, and now we're into a shuz of eat. Which shop? Oh, but we're going to get to that one. That's not number one when you say this in the Gemara. So again, Poshet, he buy from a goy into a yid about it needs tzvilas kelim. Which kelim are chayiv in tzvilas? So min ha-toyva, the Pasuk says, achas hazor. Again, the sugya of tzvilas kelim requires at least two shi'um on itself to exactly how to do it and everything. We're just going to go through the Rashi Prokim to understand what we have to know. Min ha-raisa, the Pasuk says, achas hazor, which tells us, any kli, which is a metal kli, and that obviously includes gold, and it includes silver, and it includes copper, and it includes all these sorts of things, the tin, steel, all these sorts of metal kelim is a chayiv min ha-toyva to be toyva. That's a double portion. Glass, chazal, were mesakin, that a person has a double glass. It's exerit rabbonah, what's the reason? Simple, zug the poiskim. Since metal can be melted down and restarted all over again, you can fix it aliday melting. The made of glass is exactly the same thing. Glass you can melt and restart again. Mimela. Since glass has a type of comparison, it's slightly similar to metal. Mimela Chazal came along, it's a chiyuv midrabbanan to toil glass. Cheres, pottery, china, all of these things, like for example, most of our plates that we have are made from some kind of china, some kind of china. The Maisa Cheres does not need to be that kelim. The minute in all Klal Yisrael is to toivel all types of Cheres. For example, mugs, coffee mugs and all these things do have to be toiveled again. So is the minute. The Shaila is why. Someone is saying, the reason why you have to toivel these things is, very simple, because they coat it with a type of glass. Now, by the way, the Metzius is that unless you buy a very expensive set of china, generally, I don't want to say klolim, it's not coated in glass. It's a great enough gemina legabe agolas kelim also, because if it's coated in glass, it's a shaila of its balei bechlal. Other pashtus, most of our china mugs and our china plates are not coated in glass. Some of it is coated in a chemical, and the maybe it's got a din of cheres, and therefore me'ika hadin doesn't need tefila. Other, the minig is to table it, and that's included in Pyrex and Corel and stone and all these sorts of things. Stone does not need to be tabled. Wood does not need to be tabled. Paper, all these things do not need tevila, right? Whereas, for example, Pyrex and Corel have a din of glass. Glass needs to be, aluminium is another metal, needs to be tabled. Yeah. Without a bracha, which one?
The cheres,
right. All the ones that we're saying, the meaning is this, but you don't do it, you don't make it without a bracha. For example, if you just took the run, you would make a bracha. If you're taking just a cheres kli, then you will not be making a bracha. Now, again, I don't want to go into all the details of Tefillas Kelim, because at least one shit if they had some. So that's number one. These are the materials that require tefillah. Number two, there's a misconception, terrible misconception, that went around the world, and that is people think you're allowed to use a kli once. And this is a shayla shlachmonis, because people think, afilu, if you're going to tell me that it's going to be chayim in tefillah, I'm using it once, what's the shayla? There is no makar, or I have not yet found a makar, I should say, more correctly, that you're allowed to use a kli once without tefillah, mishtar zanach. Anyone that finds it, please let me know. For years already I've been looking for such a thing. Because I see that people are makel. There's no mokum to be makel. Absolutely none whatsoever. There's no hesed to use a kli once without tefillah. So when it comes to shlach monos, nobody can come along and say, well, I'm only using it once. Absolutely no way. So that's a double poshet. There was plastic. Again, you realize I'm skipping out all the ikar lochas. Plastic, the mice is a machlokes ha-poiskim. The minig is to be makel. We do not talk about plastic, and I'm talking about hard plastic, obviously, right? Disposables we're not discussing over here. Talking about hard plastic containers and these sorts of things. The meaning is the most that we don't talk about plastic. Now, let me get back to it. There was a time that certain shops, it was more again in America, that they used to total the kalim before you bought it. Dining. They offered a service, very simple service. We will total the kalim before you buy it, so you buy pre-totaled kalim, right? It's motor gemeisa. I don't have to go be busy with the whole business, scratching off the labels, dipping it in, getting it wet, dry, the whole business. So I buy it already totaled. The meisa of Abonim heard about this, and they cancelled the whole thing. It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? This, for essence, is our sugya that we wanted to discuss right now. And that goes like this. Which kli is chayv in tefillah? Right? I buy a kli, right? Straight from a goy, and I'm going to use it for my a dinner set. That's chayv in tefillah. That's a double poshet. How about something which the person can call a kli schayer? A kli schayer, a business, a merchandise kli. For example, let's say I want to own a shop. I take a shop and I fill it with cups and plates and all these things. Do I have to total it? I've got nished. Why? Because by me, it's not a kli suda. It's a kli schayer. A kli schoyer doesn't need tefillah b'chal. Only a kli suda needs tefillah. A kli schoyer doesn't. Therefore, if you own the shop, above you don't have to do tefillah. However, if the owner of the shop decides that he wants to use a couple of kalim for tonight's dinner party, then the maaseh, the choyer, he's going to have to total it without a bracha, and then tell the future buyer that it's already been totaled. I'll call upon him. We see it, there's a difference between what you are using a kli for. Are you using a kli as a sugadik kli in order to eat from it, or at least to prepare the food from it? Or are you using it for a business, for a side purpose? That's the nafkamina, would be whether or not you can tovel it or if it requires tefila b'chla. Renting. I had a fellow once from Chutzlaretz who was starting a big renting company with glasses, I think it was. I don't remember exactly what all the details. Oh, but he was a big company where he wanted to rent out all glasses, buy them from China, ship them in, rent them out, all the customers, fancy things, very, very nice. He asked me, do you have to do tefillah? Right? So, Be'etzem, there's a big shy in the post scheme over here. And do we say over here that Lemaisa, he's using it as a business thing? He's using it as a kisoyer. He's not going to drink on the glasses. He's using it poshut, he's taking them, buying them, and then he's giving them out to everybody else, right, as a rental situation. It's the Maisa Lachor, you can tell it's a Kli Schayer. A Kli Schayer is Potim and Tevila. Or do you say, no, Sofer say, who's going to eat this? Who's going to use these Kalim? Is Yin. So Sofer Yin are going to use them as a Kli Suda, is the Chayer, they require Tevila, right? It's the same Shadid example in a hotel. What do you do in a hotel? The kif is different because then they themselves sell something to eat from a inachanami. They don't want to eat inachanami, but they don't use inachanami. It's a similar shayla. It's the same shayla in the hotel. You go to a motel. You go to a hotel. It's owned by Yid, obviously. Or you does he have to total it b'chlal? It's the same shayla as the ketchup. Is the pshat again? He's using it as a kli schoyer. Or no, it's a kli suda because safe to say Yidin are going to be eating from his kelim. Going to machlekes in the poskim. Again, I'm not going to go into all the shaylas at restaurant. Gabi, just stammers. Which one? It's not his. It doesn't belong to me. I'm not mochoy to tell you something that's not belong to me. It's only when I buy something from a goy. If I just rent it, I'm not mochoy b'chal. Okay. I've had to talk about kosher. We're getting into the yonim of kashrus right now. Then again, baita. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a case like this. The Shulchan Aruch in Yehudeh Simuk Kuchah Sivcheh says like this. So the Shulchan Aruch, what happens if you buy a knife? A nice, regular, good, geschmacky kitchen knife. Your intention, when you buy this knife, is not for food purposes. What's it for? To cut parchment. You push it cutting the parchment. Why? Because my ikki kavono when I buy this kli is not for suda, is for kli tzora, is for other reasons that I don't have to do tefillah bichlal. Right? And the shacham tells basically say on this nakuda that anything that's a kli suda is not having tefillah bichlal. Okay. Now let's go back to our shayin. Let's answer up our shayin. What was our shayin? Our shayin is sorry. No, now we know a little bit of the picture of tefillah skeilim. I'm buying a tray. I'm buying a kli. I'm going to fill it with food, and I'm going to give it to somebody else. Shaila is, why am I buying this kli? I'm actually buying it as a present, as a double portion. I'm buying it as a matana, it's a matana for somebody else. However, I'm putting food inside it. There's a stick of steam going on over here. Because on one hand, I'm using it as a present, but on the other hand, I'm putting food inside it much. So Mamela, I'm using it now as already a kli suda. So maybe it's a little bit worse. So the Peskim offer a few different eitzes over here. The first eitzah would be, if you yourself tell about it, wash it. You tell about it yourself without a bracha. You then tell the next person, this has not been tovled, please tovel it. And obviously you tovel it without a bracha. And about that would work. The only problem is the person don't like this too much. Because you've been mastered on the bracha. And to be mastered on the bracha, again, for those that do make a bracha, is a goes to zah. So we try not to be mastered on the bracha. It's not so clear it works anyway, because it could be if I wasn't chayv in tzvila, love that bit works. But chalal, maybe there's big shayles in the boyskin. Rav Moshe Shtermach and Chuvas Van Hogg, the Chalik says, one of the eitzes you should do is use it. Toivel it, and use it for a bit. And maybe once you've used it for a bit, so it's better, you know, it's badly going to be used, it's good. The maybe there's not so great to eitzah. You start using all the shachmonis, you know, a week before Purim, start using all the kelim. That's not gishmach. The ma'aseh, another eitzah that the post can say, also not so gishmach, but another eitzah, is be ma'aseh le'dei dava'acha. Get somebody else to be kelim it for him, for him, right? Maybe if he's kelim it for him, I can tovel it for him, and maybe it's good, he doesn't have to tovel it for chlal. Now, there's a few problems with this. And the possible problem is, what if he doesn't want it? What if he doesn't need 16 dishes on Purim from everybody? And Mamela, he's not going to take it. He's going to give it to his next door neighbor. He's going to keep it for next year's Shlach Monas. He's going to give it back to the shop. Mamela doesn't help. Because the only way it helps, if I'm going to be carrying on the days of somebody else, that's tough because he needs it. I know that he wants this. If I know that they need this, Masha ain't game. It's just not a dish. Shkoyach. Who's interested in it, Bachlal? The main, if it doesn't work, it's not good. So the best eight of this Chach Shabbat, if I'm going to be sued, is to put a wrapping underneath. If you put a wrapping underneath, again, on a normal matzah, it won't work. Stamazah, again, we're not going to be tefillah skelim, only minutes as we skipped that, like, you know, at least two shurim worth of tefillah skelim. But stamazah, when you use a kli, and you put something, and that's example, I had a fellow once that called me up the following shayla. He said he's got himself an oven tray, whatever it is, he never tabled it, and he forgot to table it. So shayla is, can you now put a piece of foil underneath and use it like this? Why is it asa? Because Rosh Chodesh Zalman said so. What did he say? He says anything that's normally used in a normal oifen, you put the barakas on the tray, all of a sudden you're going to put something to be mastered in, doesn't help us though. Masha'eng is Rosh Chodesh Zalman. If you have something that's always used on a day of hefset, it's always used with the kilo machitza there. For example, that's like a funny example. Imagine you have a milk jug that was metal. Let me tell you it was metal. Oh, the only things you put inside a milk jug is bags of milk. So this is something that badin lekula amo will never need to be this game. And why not? Because the only of how you use it is alidei davaracha. That's about the mutter. Masha ain't things that you normally put the food directly on. And think now you're doing it as convenience because I can't remember to table it. Is I'm covering the foil because the badin doesn't help and it doesn't work. Masha ain't going over here. Well, it's only a sulfate, especially if we're dealing with glass and we're going to do a bonan. Is the maisa badin abada the best eitzah? Of all the eitzes is to cut either put the food in some kind of container, some kind of plastic, or coat the bottom of the thing with some kind of cellophane, something like that. That's about the best eitzah. But again, if you do toivel it without a bracha, the chayv it works, but make sure to tell the next person this has been toivled, but it needs to be toivled again without a bracha. Or if you know that the kaka need this dish, then you can be kainer it for them at a day somebody else. So that's the mice of that sugya of the strap on us. Yeah. Never you have to rely that they're zikha bought it for a kli suda. And may not, that's what you have to be saying, there's nothing you can do about it.
If you pay for it, they can do it.
after you paid for it, they can take out the food and toil it.
Somebody filled with the food.
Parsha doesn't work. So you have to be Samech and Mekidim in such a case. To be Samech, the Parsha is a Kishayah. Kishayah doesn't need Tvila. Now we're going back. It's not your problem. I mean, it's something to think about. Now we're going back. Let's close. See this Kedim Sugya. Shulach Monas. Weiter. Next. Also, very interesting Shaila Gabi Purim. I didn't see anyone speak about this Mufurish. Very interesting Shaila against the gay on a daily basis. But when it comes to Purim, it's extremely gay. And that's the Shaila of Brachos. Very often, the following two Shailas come up on Purim. Number one. You're going from place to place on Purim. You're going to him, to him, to him. Each one you need to go to offer you a lachai. So the maybe you're going from place to place. How many brachos do you have to make? You have to make one, or maybe make one at the beginning of the day. Those writers are the answer. I lay there. That's number one. Shaila number two. In the middle of your seuda, you want to swap and you want to go to somebody else's. You want to visit someone in the middle, or you want to finish up your seuda somewhere else. What's the halacha in such a case? So the etzem, the Gemara Pesachim that Kabbalah tells us as well. The Gemara Pesachim says if a person is mishane his mokum, person makes a shine mokum, he requires a brand new bracha rishona. What's the pshat? Zug the Rambam, because you masik your achila. When I move from this place to a new place, I've been masik my achila. I've got a brand new achila kilo. I've stopped over here and I've continued in the next place. Mimela, I have to make a brand new bracha rishona. That's the number one. Now the Shulchan Aruch tells us that. Zug the Shulchan Aruch and the Chayes and the Kufa Yeches. There are two tonight that we have to understand in order to know what requires a brand new bracha. Number one, what are you eating? Number two, where are you going? So let's start number one. What are you eating? If you're eating something that requires a bracha achrona b'mkayma, dahayu, hamaytzi, alamichya, these sort of things, since I have to come back to my original makom, because I have to bench, or I have to make alamichya, so when I want to go to the next place, I don't have to make a brand new bracha mishayna, because I don't have to come back to my original makom. So imkayim, if I go out in the middle of the Seudas pass, or stamps, biscuits, whatever it may be, some mishaynas, and I go out of the room or out of the house, and I come back inside, I do not have to make a brand new bracha mishayna, because I anyway have to come back, it's not called a shayna makom when I'm eating those things. Masha imkayim, if you're eating dvarim that do not require a bracha achrona b'mkayma, for example, sweets, vegetables, fruits, drinks, all of these things do not require, you can make a bracha nefashos, you can make a bracha nefashos anywhere. So memeila, you don't have to come back to your original mokai. Anytime you go anywhere, shayla shina mokai. Shayla shina mokai means you've got a requirement to make a brand new bracha mishayla. So that's number one. First of all, what are you eating? Number two, where are you going? So again, we have discussed this halachas in the past, we're just going to spend a few minutes on this Indian. And then there's a joke. Where are you going to? Mechadah lechadah. Let's start number one. It's so easy. Mipina lepina. I go one room and I go from one corner to another corner. It's muta lechadchila without a shayla b'chol. No shayla, even if you don't see the original mokoy from the next corner to the other, I do not need a brand new bracha. We show you. Mashayim day. Chadah lechadah is a different shayla. Chadah lechadah is a loyudik and gemara with the toshes and the rishayim. What's going on? What means the chadah? What the chazal mean when they say the chadah? Oh, but whatever extra year, the Mishnah tells us in Kupayin Ches. That if you do go mecheder lecheder lechatchila you shouldn't b'di'evid you do not require a brand new bracha l'shayna. So if you take a go from your one room to another room, above you don't need a new bracha l'shayna. You have standards and then the machlal you can go lechatchila. Other if you go mibayis to bayis to hayim, you go from your house to somebody else's house, or you go into the street and you go to someone else's house. From your house you change mibayis to bayis. The kulahom is required, brand new bracha v'shayna. Right? So again, number one, what are you eating? And number two, where are you going? Now there is such a halacha of stamdas. Stamdas does not work for bayis. The bayis only works me cheder lecheder. Over. What's negated to us is as follows. The Shulchan Aruch tells us like this. The Shulchan Aruch says in Zubay and Chesiv Dalad, there's something called a holchid drachim. A holchid drachim means someone that's never kiveyed their mokim achila. Right? For example, what's the whole halacha of shinim mokim? It's the fetazon. I don't convey my mokim here. Now, if I go somewhere else, so I'm mishana my mokim from here to there. Oh, if I was never conveying my mokim from the beginning in this place, so then when I go to the next place, it's not called a shina mokim b'chlal, because I've never conveyed my mokim here. Mimela, a holchi jochim does not require a brand new mokim mishana. So for example, a simple example, a person's eating a packet of crisps, as he goes, and as he's walking out the house, he's walking to the shop, he's walking to the mismeasures, and he's constantly eating the whole time, right? He's never conveyed his mokim anywhere. Masha Enkin. If you have someone that's sitting in his house, he's eating, All of a sudden he says, hey, maybe I'll go to my toilet now. And he continues, that's not a Holchei Drachim, because he was Kaveh in the house. But in the case of a Holchei Drachim, is the pshat that he was never Kaveh with Mokim anywhere. And if he's never going to be Kaveh with Mokim, he's not going to dinner Shina Mokim. Anywhere he goes, does not require a brand new Brach of his Shina. The Shina is on Purim. Let's go back now to our Shina. Purim. He goes from one place to another place. Every house that he visits, and you, they ask him, Abul Chaim. But so the is it considered to be a Holchei Drachim? Is the Maisa Vada Nisht? It's not considered to be a Holchei Drachim. Why? Because in every single house he goes to, there's a Kneis in this house. Then he goes to the next house, there's a Kneis in that house. It's not the Pshat. If when he leaves the house, he grabs a drink, and he chucks it and he runs out, and Achanam. Maskim, it's a Holchei Drachim. Oh, but I'm sitting now at his dining room table. He gives me a L'chaim, L'chaim. Then goes the next person, he gives me a L'chaim, another L'chaim. It's called a Holchei Drachim.
No, not knowing.
It's Pshat, right in this house, I'm Kaveh here, this is my Mokim. No, the Pshat, when you take a packet of crisps and you go from house to house to house to house because I'm eating the whole time, Pshat, I have no Mokim, I'm just eating all the way. But Shekin, you're eating all the way when you're sitting on a dining room table drinking a cup of L'chaim? No, it's not an issue. Not an issue. Pshat was masking to me the Maestro of Israel, Pshat was masking with Shammai Gros, then the Maestro is not considered to be a whole head drop. If you have a bottle, somebody that has a bottle, forget, he wants to be kind of mitzvah. But the Yashim, the Maisa, is a Mordech of Psaq. Most places, there, Agav, most places can hold, I'm going to speak up for most places can hold that a person should not eat before he's with kind of mitzvah shlachmanis. Whatever, the Indian of mitzvahs before eating, before mitzvah, whatever. Most places, Rabbi Zalman, most places can hold, we don't eat before shlachmanis, right? You find people that mark straight after shachmanis, they give the shlachmanis, they eat the mitzvah, now we can eat breakfast. Comes from over the ashes itself, it's the Mordech of Zach. It's a value you can eat. What's the pshat? Poshet. His Zayt is that you eat on Purim, is the Mekhaim of Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is a Yom of the Suda. As a Mechavad you can eat. As a Chelik of the Mitzvah, you must. This Mitzvah, this Mitzvah. Many he passes the body. A person can eat, trade them, Shachmonos. A person is a Dorof Aga. Or the Etzimi Rat. If a person wanted to be Mekhaim of Mitzvah, right? Kepshutai. Kepshutai. He wants to have wine, he wants to have alcohol on him, the Gansa. The whole day of Purim, he wants to be Isaac in the Ashtia, which is the Oshun, come with Shining, whatever. The Satmarav used to give by the Sida on Purim, the Satmarav every year said 24 new Pshatim in Chayiv in Yisrib Sumi. And at the end he said, Abba, the Poshet Pshat, does it the Ika. Of an Amaisa. If you have somebody that took a bottle of wine, he's tucked drinking it all the way along, that's a Bani Nachanami, he's called the Holchei Drachim. But we're not talking about somebody that's an Amala Mensch, that's sitting down like a mensch at a table, and he got some Lachaim, he goes to the next place and the Lachaim.
Yeah. You drink
Zienna? Yeah. Then what who's you drinking? The Shah is the way you convey it.
If you hadn't owned, but when it comes to Zienna, you drink Zienna as well.
As well? He's got his own, he's constantly drinking his own, then he's just giving something else, and Mr. Tommy had to ask for that also in the Chanam, then he wouldn't need a new Bachelor Shayna. Oh, let me get back to that. Eventually we'll get to. Okay. So that's the mice of the Gabi drinking. What about in the middle of the Seedah? The middle of the Purim Seedah, he wants to go somewhere else. Brochon is a whole different shayla. Oh, you might. Brochon Shayla is a ganze shayla. It's a beginning. Brochon Shayla, we're discussing. Only Brochon Shayla. Now, let me get back to it. Be'emsa Hasida, the Heilige Sida from the Purim Sida, he wants to go to visit somebody else. So let's take a simple case. He wants to go, and then he's going to come back. No, he wants to go visit his neighbors, he wants to go visit somebody else, and he wants to come back. So we know the Ramah. The Ramah tells us in the Rechaim Kibayin Ches, is the Chatchila, a person should never leave a meal in the middle of the meal. You never leave. I feel he's going to come back. Shouldn't leave. What's the reason why not? There's a couple of reasons about him in the Rishonim. Tosfos says, for example, himself in the Balamos, the same shot, is a worried push. You're going to forget. You're going out, you're smooth with your friend, you're not going to come back, you're not going to continue eating the meal, you forget the bench, as those are Tosfos. The Bas is a different reason. The Bas is dumb, you don't leave before your bench, as those are Bach. You don't leave before your bench. In Shiyah, there are more pastors that Allah again is against the Arichas. You don't leave the Suda in the middle. However, Mishavu, there's two exceptions. The two exceptions are, number one, if you're planning to come back miyad, then it's mutter. If a person is going to borrow a bag of sugar from your neighbor and come back, it's a very good mutter. Hu adin, if you're going with tzorich mitzvah, then it's also mutter. For example, let's say you know that this is a neighbor that's giving out money by the seder, you want to go and chap him to go and get some stocker. So basically, tzorich mitzvah, you can go, chap some money, and come back to your personal seder. As a tzorich mitzvah is about the mutter of a person that leave the seder like a pillar. But the other, whatever happens, if you did leave, about you come back and you bench. Yeah. Shachmonis, you want to do Shachmonis and come back in Echanami because you want to make sure he saw you, because if he didn't see you, you're not Yaitza. You can go on with that's the good thing, is the whole sugya. Sorry? Oh, if you want to finish the meal somewhere else, then you want to start by you and finish by him, then the Maestro, then you need Das. It's posh, you need Das. If you don't have Das, it doesn't work, right? Al Hasidim will tell you about it, they're going to Das against whoever in the middle of the dish, in the middle of the meal, that's posh. Without Das, no, it's umdina, it's about the zayin. Then you have to have the das, it's kilu. It's a meila
zayin.
Yeah, you have to think about when you wash, and that's good enough. Let me get back
to it. You can see the person?
What? Shachmonis has to see you? It's a sign of the person. If he doesn't know, for example, you deliver shachmonis to someone, and he doesn't know who it's from, and he sees it only after Purim, pashtus you won't get it. It goes for three different reasons. True, it's a modest lady. Why were you eating the shachmon? It's over. He has to see who you are, right? Moshe has a motive. Chiddush and suva. Moshe is a chiddush and noyah. He says, if you give to someone you don't even know, you become on the shachmon. Stay away. Right? It's a friend. Or someone is to shine. To give to a cotton. To give to someone else. Okay. We're going to hear the shachmon right now. Let me go back to a few other halachas that are negaya. Just a few minutes. The Gabi Tainus Esther. A few halachas that are negaya. We know that Tainus Esther is a shtick of war makel, where a regular Tainus is a double poshet. It's not because of the tsaris of Klal Yisrael, it's the minig of Klal Yisrael that people took on as Tainus Esther. We made it a certain coolers that we have on Tainus Esther that we don't have, for example, by Shemas Batalos, and obviously by Tisha B'Av, B'chule. There's certain coolers that we have, right? We're not going to get into choyler right now, but just certain quick halachas that a person has to know when it comes to Tainus Esther. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch on top of Samach Talos is as follows. Avadu, we know that the Tainus begins at Aloysa Shachar, Mimela. If a person wakes up in the morning, Koyim Aloysa Shachar, and he wants to have a drink, a coffee, or whatever it is the Maisa is supposed to, before he goes to sleep, have Kavola, that I'm going to eat something. If a person did not have this Kavola, it's Avadu, the Shulchan Aruch, Tukkul Samadhan, Osa, for him to eat or drink the Maisa. If he didn't have Kavola, when he goes to sleep, he's Makavola of the Tainus. However, Zukta Machabazoi, if a person normally has a drink when he wakes up, right? And by drinking, maisa could be made because a person that normally does have a drink is a maisa when he wakes up in the morning of the Tainus. Koyim Aloysa Shachar, at least that's right, 3 o'clock in the morning. He has Uvai, 2 more hours the fast is going to begin. Look, I'll have a drink. And the maisa, the chatchila, he should have thought it last night. If he didn't, he can't have a drink because that is something normal to have. Koyim, when he goes back to sleep, whatever it may be. Let me go back to the Shulchan Aruch and Tokku Samachas tells us. And if a person by mistake eats on the Tainus, he by mistake wakes up in the morning, he eats and drinks, above the after he mashes the Tainus, that's a double poshet. That's a double poshet, that's an example of a person who, in the middle of 6 hours, right there, in the middle of 6 hours of meat, he has some cheese. Would he continue eating cheese? About the dish. And then he has to continue, so he passes on Shulchan Aruch over here. Number two, the Mishabur in Tokku Samachas tells us, Echatchila, you're not meant to rinse out your mouth. That means when you wake up in the morning, no brushing your teeth, no rinsing out your mouth. However, the Mishabura, the Mokin Sah, the Haim. Some people wake up, they can't dance, they can't speak, they've got the mucus in their mouth. The Mokin Sah, you can be makel, and you can either rinse out your mouth with mouthwash or with water, or brush your teeth. However, the Mishabura is you should bend over your head a little bit, today that you make sure that none of the water goes down. And the Chassidus says, it's a Zelbazak, the Gabe, cheese. Now, the Maisa of Bosnia, the lady writes about you can take medicine in Gansan. If you need to take medicine, there's no shayla bachlal. You should take the pill by itself. And the only way to swallow the pill is with a little bit of water. As a Maisa, you can be made to take a little bit of water, whatever you need, today to get it down. Shower. Let me get back to shower. Showering regular on a normal fast day, the Hainu, a fast day like Shiva Asa B'Tamas, for example, Chem Gedalia B'Chulei, so the Shatzin Tok of Nun says you shouldn't shower. So you take the Shatzin. We don't shower. Over. When it comes to Tainus Esther, when Mrs. Gavelis, the Maisa Pask, and Zabadi, you can be made on Tainus Esther and take a shower. Again, obviously, we're not discussing mikvah, this is probably a poshet, mikvah, koid, and purim, this is the mamashah. Kamata chiv gomo, a person gets a mikvah, purim, we're not discussing that, this is a poshet. We're talking about a regular shower. The Maisa, Mrs. Gavelis, Pask, and Zabada, it's the state of gomo for a person to take a shower on Tainus Esther, but he's doing it for the covet of purim. That's a double poshet. Baita. Listening to music, says you do with the Kitl Shulchan Aruch and Kuchot Beis, that says that listening to music on a Yom Tainis is very not something that should be done. Or when it comes, like Rav Liashev says, Big Zohar, Rav Liashev Zatzal says, that listen, on Tainis Esther we can't ask for it. Why? Because this is not a Tainis of the Churban Beis, the Churban Habayis. The reason it's not our Beis. Ober, so if it's a Yom Tainis, and a person should not be listening to music, or he says, if a person listens to music, yesh loy al mi listmoy. Come again, Vaitam. The Kavayosha movie, the Kavayosha rants, that we know, I mean, very, very little is written about why Tainis Esther was Kriveya. Or the Mishabu means this to go remiss in the beginning, of the Kavayosha says, one of the icky reasons he Tainis, but Tainis Esther, Zut the Kavayosha says, Zut Poshim. It's a skula. Because Yidin will be Isaac in Achila Vishtia on the next day, the Hanukkah Purim, in a regular year at least. As a Mela, we want to have Kilo Skula, a Yom Tvila, before the day of Purim, Kidei, that we won't be any type of Mazik, we won't get any type of Avirus, and they all the Achila and all the Shtia. But then, Zut the Kavayosha, this is the Pshat and Tainis Esther. That the day before Purim, the day before is the day of Mamish Gashmus, of Yom of Mamish Achila Vishtia, Bechulei, is the Maisa we have at Yom of Tainis Kodem, to make sure that we have type of skula to daven kodem now. As we know, the Rosh really brings down that Tainis Esther is a yom skula mamish v'tfila, yuchad v'tfila, that the Kavayosha says there are 2 days that are mamish v'yuchad v'tfila, Tainis Esther and Yom Purim, there are days that mamish the Sharish, he writes over there, moody could show this, the Sharish Shemaim is open, the person of Siyach Dishmaya doesn't get the gun to the yard, let me go back to a couple of Ba'oris, it's already late, it's a couple of Ba'oris, the Gabi Kriyas Megillah, and I want to get to a stickle in Yonim, the Gabi Yayim, and that's as follows. Stubbazot, reading together with the Baal Korah and the Megillah, if you're reading from a Kosher Megillah, not Nishkevelach, or if you're reading from a Chumash, the Hanukkah, in front of you have a Chumash, right? The Mishabura, we know, Mishayin Yafim Megodim, says that it's Roi Lechol Yerushalayim to have in front of them a Kosher Megillah. Or if you have a regular Chumash in front of you, which about you should, is the Maisa to read together with the Baal Korah should not be done. Why? Because with Choshish, that either you or your neighbor next to you will listen to you saying it, and have all kind of concentration of kavana on you, and then he'll be mastered the kriya from a kosher megillah b'tzibu. So what about you? Of a zutta person, if it gives you more concentration when you listen and you follow the words and you say every single word, there's a better you can be made. Lom again baita. If a person misses a word, so again I'm saying Dama Pshutin in the Mishnah Berurah, if a person misses a word of the Megillah, Savada, if he has a kosher Megillah in front of him, the Chatzchila, and Savada the best thing, and he reads from that word, and he reads all the way till the Baal Korah is holding by, and then you stop and listen to him later. Even if you have a Chumash in front of you, the Mishnah Berurah says, above you can be Mashlim, whatever you missed from the Baal Korah, you mashed in with what you say in your Chumash, and above it works. And there's no shame be'etzem with how much you're allowed to say. You can say, Ad Kimat Roi. As long as Rav of the Megillah you heard from the Baal Korah, from a kosher Megillah, is a mitzvah 100%, it's going to be kosher. Now sometimes, sorry? You start a minute, yeah. Whatever you missed, all the way to where the Baal Korah is holding. Now sometimes the main again, sometimes you doze off. Happens sometimes, right? You look at the Chassidus Islam, I don't know how it's shy for a person to doze off in the middle of the Megillah. Especially Mamish, this month. But also, if it happens for a person to doze off in the Megillah, what does he do now? He wakes up, his heart starts straight. Apparently, he missed a few words. Not Yaitza, start all over again, go to a different minion. That's a double posh. They still not coming in which word. Another one word is Ma'akav, brother, not. Masha ain't game. If he didn't doze off, he just sort of spaced out. Sort of started thinking about place to see the harbor, whatever. You spaced out for a minute, then the mice you could be made or calls the money, you were listening and you heard every single word. Or if you were Siach Das, completely the Siach Das, you mummish were thinking about other belts. The mice, then you have to be choshi that you tack and miss the word, and then you'll have to be machmi and hear it again, whatever it may be. How much are you going to have to read? You know, when you stop, when you start, if you know, then you have to read from there. Lom again, writer. There's many, many different yonim that I don't want to go into right now. Stamazon, to sum this up, when you read the Sukkim that the meaning of Klal Yisrael is to read the Dafka out loud, is you should have kavona not to be yotza, unless you've been reading from a kosher Megillah, you should have kavona not to be yotza by your reading of a Dafka only the Kriya from the Baal Korah, because he again is reading from a kosher Megillah. Stamazoi, Vayne Deen Ben Magnet, right? It happens sometimes. It doesn't along Shemin Esther. And you're Mamish the middle of Shemin Esther. Mamish is the Mario from Heilig Bepedin. And they think that that's the start of the Megillah. The Pesha Ba'a is the start of the Megillah. What do you do in such a situation? Vayne Gehe? Now again, if it's not a minion, say this, go to the next minion, big deal. Of a Lemaise, if it's the middle of Shemin Esther, and about to start the Megillah, so Vilashu says, I'm sorry. So Vilashu says, Sal, Pasha Dizak, we know, example, the Gabi Hilkas Halal. Halal means, if a person stops in the middle of Halal, today, Liki Bahakol, awesome. It's not your answer, Zuka Vilash, it doesn't work by Shemin Esther. We made it, Zuka Vilash. A person is holding money in the middle of Shemin Esther, it's holding the end, could be should speed up a little bit. Of a person in the middle of Shemin Esther, Zuka Vilash, we stop, we listen to the Ganze Megillah. And then when you finish the Megillah, you continue weiter from whatever you're holding in Shemin Esther and above the Yotza, both of them. Then again, weiter. Again, it's coming more yawning than I wanted to speak about. Of a minute. Say the Gomor. Say the Gomor. Yeah, you're not being masked. You're not being sorry?
This is
Krishna Monat. This is Krishna Monat. Yeah, right. This is Mamish Paket to all the other Allah.
If he misses the word, then he can
stop.
If he misses the word, he's stuck.
Yeah, this is Krishna. Misses the word, he's stuck. This is carefully. It's going to be let me get back there. Okay, Yayin. If the Meister are Pirashi and the Ginnad of Zayin, as all the Mephoshim, everyone's Mavor for Rashi, that a person wants to get drunk from a Kai in the midst of a Chayim Inish, is about that you should use the Dafka Yayin, the Dafka wine. As they speak Mephoshim Rambam, Ikea, and Shari Chuvah, so is Chuvah, the Kai Kedish, that about that a person, the Dafka Lechatchila, should use wine, Kedei to be used in the midst of a Chayim Inish. Over, he straight to show his Vavodin, Shari Base, and the most of example, Paskin, the Meister, you don't have to use wine. Anything that gets you drunk is the Meister Yoyot, the mitzvah in such an open love dafka has to be wine, and it's those before Pashtus and Aruch HaShulchan as well, is you don't dafka have to use wine in order to get yourself drunk. Now there's a very interesting Hakira. Hakira is as follows. He's about to get drunk. No, he's about to get drunk, he's about to get mitzvah, he's going to be mamish b'kari mitzvah, the cholashitis. Now he wants to get drunk. Now what's going to happen when he gets drunk? Choyer, the choyer, from the Ventura obviously, he's going to act in a normal oifen, he's going to miss Bukhah the Mosul Zicha, marry the Stom Oifen. So, what's going on over here? The Shayla is that motto. What's the Chakira? The Shayla is that. Am I a choyer? Bishas, I'm about to start a mitzvah. To think right of what's going to be any day during this mitzvah. Oh no, I'm not a choyer. Right now, I'm Makayan Mitzvah. Chazal told me I've got to Makayan Mitzvah getting drunk. I know what's going to happen, Vait is going to miss marriage. It's not my problem. That's the Chakira, right? So you'll bring me a raya. You bring me a raya from the Pirkei Avot, that's in the Be'alocha Ve'Shamachas. The Be'alocha says, I'm sorry, when you're holding in Shemayin Esther of Leil Shabbos, of Mayuv, and your mom has come up by the end, or you're not by the end yet, Zub the Be'alocha Ve'Shamachas, the Pirkei Avot, is you should be married. You should quickly finish Shemayin Esther, Kidei, to start by Yechulu with a Tzibu. That's the state of the Be'alocha. The Chayu from this Be'alocha comes out, Alocha should be, I am the Rebbe Shmuel Esther. Well, I care what's going on with the Tzibur by the Cholum. And am I you see from the Be'alach over here? No. That if you even if you oisik right now in a mitzvah, or if you finish it up and have another one, the next one's in line, the Meisah you're mechuyev to do so. As I pass from the Meisah Be'alach. However, there's a Radbaz. The Radbaz in Chelik Dalet brought down the Mishabura in Siman Tzadik says as I mudik a shayit. The Mekor is a chay. Although many shayit talk about it. As I what happens if you get a choice? You have a choice right now to daven mincha now, today, a regular cholzik mincha today. Or you could choose, don't daven today mincha, or daven mincha of Yom Kippur, mincha of Rosh Hashanah. What do you choose? It's always a shine in the Radvaz. The Meister, the Radvaz Paskins, are sorry, the Shtabur Paskins, a daven you daven now. You daven the mincha now, I'm what's going to be there in Kippur, what's going to be Rosh Hashanah, no problem. What do you see from this Mishtabur? Again, what do you see from this Radvaz? His pastures, you couldn't do now. You were free to do what Chazal said now. Chazal said that mincha now. What's going to happen, writer? Not my problem, Machlal. Right? So the Mamela could come out, the Choyer. The thing that Radvaz the Mishabura. If right now I'm holding my getting drunk, I'm going to be carrying the mitzvah, I'm still going to miss Mechas Amos, I'm still going to miss Mayim. I'm not free to worry about it. Because right now I'm being Isaac in the mitzvah that Chazal told me to be Isaac in. The problem is the Be'alocha. Right? Everybody knows the Be'alocha topic, Shari Hei. The Be'alocha says, famously, Chai Odom, many people brings this down. And that is, Zul the Be'alocha, according to him, say the Be'alocha says, Zul, if a person knows that he's going to be Mezalza in Echot from the mitzvahs, the Tikkun Sedai, because I'm Muslim, Mayim, whatever it may be, then Avada mutters that he doesn't drink. Why? Because you're not supposed to be mastered yourself other mitzvahs. Now the Meisah can be dying from the Lashon of Be'alocha. If pashas it should have said, if you're going to be mezalzel, and if there's a diamond or a mocha, whatever it may be, then it's awesome to drink, because you're mezalzel the mitzvah. What does it say? Mutav. It's better not to mashmah, and that's an entire mitzvah, it's mutav. There's no mitzvah b'chol for a person to be oisik in drinking, and to be mekayim divi chazah, and get drunk, mom, try and finish. I was going to be weiter, no, my pop, no chal. So again, you could clear as a no idea of the Maisa in this Chakira, I'm not sure. Oh, but one thing we do know, if a person is be'etzer, like the Mishabura says, in Divi Holiness is above, this is not what Chazal said, that's a double portion, it's a simple shot mitzvah, that's a double portion, and like the Rabbah said, the Echel Amarim, the Echel Amarim, the Vachin Chavim, Niboy, Leshem Hayim. One last China, maybe two, and that's as follows. Someone once came to Yerushalayim Zalman, the Shaila Ezra. His father told him, I don't want you drinking. I don't want to get drunk, I'm not interested. I've heard what happened last year, the year before. Not interested. Don't get drunk. Is he mechuyu to listen? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, Abba is mechuyu to listen. He can be mekayim the Ramah and the Mela, the Rambam. He could drink and then a little bit more than he used to and go to sleep and he still yotz the mitzvah not open. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, if your father gives you a tibu not to drink, I've heard you mechuyu to listen. Let me get invited. Is a person allowed to drink when he's intoxicated, when he's drunk? Is the maestro we know from Chana. Right, so we know Chana came into the Samigdash to daven for a child, and Eli Akrayim thought that she was drunk. The Gemara Brachas Amaralev tells us that this is the makor, that a person is not allowed to daven when he is drunk. The Mephoshim, all the Mephoshim speaking, Shem speaking out, is that even if a person drinks a revius of yayin, now La Halacha Lemaisa, the Ramah says in the Sadiqes of Gimel, says there are more paskins that if a person drinks a revius of yayin, it's mutar lechatchila to drink, to daven, there's no problem whatsoever. Masha Enke. If he davens in an oifen where he's not able to be oimed to the daven, if they are melech, then a vatnut osa gomatosis in the oven, we know famously says, it's a yamachal, it's filasoi, it's a daven ochamol, because the pasha wasn't good at all. Now, if a person missed takavis his marriage, pasha me, if he was drunk, pasha missed his marriage, wakes up the next morning, it's called an oimis, and the main of it's an oimis, he's got a din of tashlumim, and a vatnut he can daven two shachlis the next day. One last shayla, damaging on Purim. So the famous Gemara in Sukkah Memhei, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us in Memhei over there that the end of the Yahadi Yontov of Sukkahs, that the Oilim would grab the Shoegim and everybody would eat them. That's the Simcha from the Yontov. There's a Machlokes with Shoegim. What goes on in this Gemara? What's the Pshat in this Gemara? The Tosfos learns in the Gemara there that they took other people's Shoegim and they ate them. What's the Pshat? Zuk Tosfos, since it's been damaged, it's been mazik other people's property. Oh, but al-yidei simcha, it's through the simcha shal mitzvah, and no mechuy, it's 100% the same to gomu. Masha'en ki the Rosh. The Rosh, and many other Rishonim learn this way also. The Rosh learns, no, that's not the pshat. The Rosh is, they took their own esrog. Many of them took their own esrog. That's about the mutter. The simcha say, you hunter, this day of Agav, I was once sitting with Rizul Orbach, and a fellow came in after simcha's toya, and he told that the chosun toya, right? Everybody was crowding around the chosun toya. You can imagine the matzah, everybody was singing, Rosh HaModik HaMatzah. And the chosun toya himself was sweating, one of his buckets over there. And his sweat was dripping onto the sefer toya, and he found afterwards that he smudged some of the letters of the sefer toya. So there's a shayla of grama, when it's called a koya, or koya, even a smut on his forehead, they got a cheshimishmot, of the shayla he wanted to say is, maybe it's called being mazik with toik simcha shal mitzvah. The toik the simcha of a mitzvah of smastoyu of a chule could be his bottling answer. Al Gopalim, we have a machlekes rishayni, we have a machlekes tasis in the rosh, where's the pshat that he took other people's things that were mazik, or was it his own? The mice there are more paskins like tasis, and there are more paskins, la aloha, that if a person is oisik in the mitzvah of being drunk, he's oisik in chayiv inish, and he damages something else, he's not mechuyev to pay, because he's oisik the simchas of mitzvah. The maisa comes along the oruch hashulchan, as is mishnegeya. Zuk the oruch hashulchan is not negeya bachlal. Why is it not negeya? Poshut. Because the simcha that we have, zuk the oruch hashulchan already, is not the simcha shal mitzvah that the chazal were referring to, and unless it was an oinis mach, he will not be potter, he will have have to pay. Just to finish with one thing, just two things. Some sefer we know famously says in Joshua's, what is it, in Mepilchas and Zavazah, is that what's the reason why there's 2 days of Purim, why that, again, the Gemara of Tosfos v'chulei, not going into that, of Abi Chasidus, some sefer, so the Mepilchas, the reason why there's two days of Purim is posh. Day that people will sit and learn. Because if you meet one day, then everyone's going to be Baruch Hashem, all these second mitzvahs, no one's going to be sitting and learning. But you have 2 days, then people will be halachol focus learning on some of the days. One last thing is a maisa brought down, I can't remember now which one, but one of the Spinker Rebbe's. Lil Pesach, Lil Seder Nacht, after the Seder, he said, Shir HaShirim. After Shir HaShirim, he said, no, what do I say now? Cancel, all that. He said, Megillas Esther. And he sat and he said, Megillas Esther. Why did he say Megillas Esther? Double portion, right? Can you do it? Is that most of the things that happened on Purim were actually the Meister on Pesach. So he sat and he said, Megillas Esther. He fell into a dream, fell into a sleep, and he had a dream. And he saw a basin going on in Shemayah, in Shemayah. What did he see? He saw as follows, stating all the Svarim Akdoshim. When Klal Yisrael are reading Megillas Esther, all the Neshamas are allowed to come out from Gehenna. As I stated in the Svarim, we made that unfortunately, there are some Neshamas, a little bit lazy in this world, maybe they're lazy in that world, and the Mela, they are a little bit lazy, they don't get out of Purim. So all these Neshamas that didn't manage to get out of Purim, heard the speaker, whoever was saying to Megillas Esther, they started banging on the door. They said, let us out, Purim, Purim. The Sashel Gehenna said, I'm sorry, it's too early, this is Pesach. This is not Purim, you can't get up. They said, but we heard the Megillah. The Seder will go to a basin Shemayim. They went to Shemayim, they went to the basin, and they sat they passed in the basin. That since the Sfinger Yeva is saying Megillah Shel Esther, it's a mice you can let out these Neshamas, even though it's not a Purim, it's only Pesach. Why am I telling you this mice? It's a double poshet. The Nimshel is a double poshet. That Purim is as much, it's not a Sfurim. That Purim is as much that a person can take himself from the lowest of the low and bring him on to the highest, because the Kedoshim, like the Arizal says, it's Yom HaKippurim, Yishim Zeichem, Yishim Hashem, to use it in the correct oifen. Next week there's no shame.